Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. Two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And don't forget to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And we also want to give a big shout-out to America's long-haul truckers out there, get the job done coast to coast, border to border. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can also find us on our website where you can communicate with us over there. You can listen to the radio show over there as well. If you can't hear us any other way, you can go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and boom, there we are. You'll hear the show. Just click on the listen live link in the center of the page. And if you want to communicate with us and can't do it in the chat room at Facebook, you can send us a message over there. In the meantime, joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend from the great state of California, which is going to fall into the ocean soon, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Yes. All right. They're going to go back in the bar now.
That's right.
They're all corked enough to where they come in. Okay, all right, there you go. All right, let's say the pledge because we got breaking news we got to get to. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Mexico City has had a horrific metro train crash. A bridge collapsed and fell down. The train fell down into the street below, crushing a bunch of cars underneath. We've got a confirmed 15 people dead, at least 50 injured, people missing and trapped in the wreckage of the cars that are squashed down below, and the train where they're trying to get the people out of the train using ladders and whatnot, climbing up into the cars, going through the windows to try to get the people cut out of the train.
That's exactly right, Captain. One other report we have updated here looks like they're reporting 70 people at least that we know of are hurt. This is the overpass at the Olivos station in Mexico City. And you're right, they're using these tall ladders to try to get up to inside these train cars, where part of the train car is still up on the elevated platform and the other half of it is down onto the street. So this is a very, very unstable situation, of course, for these rescue workers and firefighters there to get up and try to save others that are still perhaps trapped in these cars. We don't know any particular cause yet, but of course that's under investigation. But this is a collapse completely of an overpass there in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm. All right, and before we get to the caller that's on the line, I want to play something here from yesterday. Florida made big news yesterday with our governor. I'm going to call him America's governor, the reincarnation of Ronald Reagan. Listen to this.
The Florida governor declared the suspension of restrictions at a press conference in St. Petersburg, where he signed a bill passed by the legislature last week that allows the governor to overrule local emergency orders starting July 1st. DeSantis also signed a separate executive order removing all local orders July 1st, but he said his executive order outlawing COVID-19 emergency orders immediately served to bridge the gap between now and July 1st. Florida has stayed under a state of emergency since March of 2020, and last week, DeSantis extended the state of emergency an additional 60 days. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Now, that is amazing, phenomenal, tremendous news for the state of Florida, because that means come July 1st, we're going wide open 100%.
Well, exactly right. And this is very significant, Captain, because, of course, what have we heard all throughout the pandemic? Once a government, state or local or federal, gets emergency powers, it's very, very difficult for them to give up those emergency powers. But yet Governor DeSantis is doing just that, and he's making sure that it's going to be taken care of.
They said that because it applies to a blue state.
Right.
Not a red state.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly my point. Because Governor DeSantis is showing that once the emergency is passing, whatever that may be, it's time to go back to normal. But we've seen in so many blue states where it's, nope, we got to keep this thing going somehow.
Yeah, now we have a couple of blue cities right here, one of them being St. Petersburg and Pinellas County across Tampa Bay, and the one that I'm sitting in Tampa right now, Tampa Bay, on the other side of Tampa Bay. They're both blue cities, and they were dragging it along, and, of course, the mayor of Tampa, who's the former police chief, didn't want to open up some of the restaurants and, make the capacity larger than basically, 25% or 35%. You saw the Super Bowl where we had about 22,000 people or thereabouts. We could have had 50,000 people in the Super Bowl. It wouldn't have been a problem.
Well, exactly right. And we're finding out so much more now than we ever knew a year or 14 months ago, basically, about this virus, how it behaves, and how we can battle against it. And Governor DeSantis, I think, showed a very, very strong leadership in this. And, of course, so that's why people are referring to it, Captain, as the free state of Florida. I've heard more than one person tell that to me.
Yeah, and before we go to break, because we are coming up on a break, and a caller I know has been very patient, so you'll be the first one up when we come back. Bill and Melinda Gates are announcing their divorce after 27 years of marriage. There is no prenup, so there's no agreement to each one gets whatever. It's going to be probably a 50-50 split. Billions and billions and billions of dollars right down the middle will be split. And I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and our phone caller. We have a mystery caller tonight. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might take it away. And this portion of the program brought to you by friends at Relief Factor. By the way, Relief Factor is working overtime for me right now. I'll tell you, my ankle and my leg flared up again on me last week. And I had to go to the doctor and get a shot this time to take the swelling down. And it's working now as we speak, but I've added another dosage to my Relief Factor, so I'm taking it 3 times a day, and it is working. It is alleviating the pain. The pain level I had was 6, a level out of 10, and I got it down to probably now about a 3, so there you go. But that's what Relief Factor does for me, because it takes care of the inflammation. Once in a while, I have to have a little boost. Like I said, the doctor had to give me a shot, and it alleviates pain by going straight to the source. And it just works. Plus, it's 100% drug-free. You're not taking narcotics. I mean, you're not putting that stuff in your body, so it's got to help. And by the way, it is 100% botanical and fish oil product. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and I can vouch for all of that. Plus, it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's how you get started. $19.95, 3-week quick start. It gets it all going, and you do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All the questions that you need to have answered are right there. A couple of little videos that are there you can look at, and then you can go ahead and order the product and try it for 3 weeks, see what happens. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain, and then you automatically go on the direct shipping after that. So, $19.95, 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. It's helped tens of thousands of people along the way. Back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we're going to go to our mystery caller on line number 1. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good morning, mystery caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is the wannabe honorary mayor of Clearwater.
There you go. Go ahead, Mike.
How you doing, Captain? Listen, Kyle, a couple of things, Kyle. I give credit to people that deserve it, and I think Caitlyn Jenner did a very noble, very honorable, very courageous thing when she got up there and said, you know, I oppose transgendered males being able to play on girls' sports teams. Now, just like with Tim Scott, in typical Democrat fashion, when she got up there and said that, all the hate, all the vitriol, you know, they're slamming her left and right, calling her just about every dirty name in the book, because she's not going along with the narrative that the transgendered people are pushing right at the moment. And she said, look, it has nothing to do with transgender. It has everything to do with fairness. So I hope and pray, I would vote, if I was living in California, Kyle, I would vote to recall this clown that's there now, and I would make her governor in a heartbeat if I could do it. The second thing that I want your comment on is, you know, I don't know about you, but we're starting to see some pushback from even the, you know, Uncle Joe. He thought he could become president and push through all of these agendas. Well, now our reasonable, you know, last summer we discussed reasonable versus radical Democrats. So our reasonable Democrat friends are starting to say, well, wait a minute. We don't support this. We don't want to have nothing to do with this. So it looks like Uncle Joe might have some trouble passing his radical agenda, even with his own party. So I'd like comments on both of those, and thank you so much, Kyle.
All right, and Kyle, let me make a comment about the second thing he mentioned.
Sure.
The people across the United States are doing what we told them to do. They're calling Congress. They're sending them telegrams. They're sending them emails. They're sending them letters. They're going about it in the way I told them to do it. Hey, I'm a retired union member, retired steel worker, retired shipbuilder, whatever. Getting all those little talking points in there. So they look at it and they go, uh-oh, this guy's part of a group of 10,000 people or whatever. And they're saying, listen, we don't want what you're trying to ram down our throats. If you do that, if you vote for that, we are going to vote you out. That's what's going on.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, there's just no way to try to twist the last election into a pretzel that says, you know, we all want these policies that, mm-hmm. that Uncle Joe and the Biden people are now foisting upon us. There's just no real way of doing that. So, yes, there have been reasonable Democrats. Joe Manchin comes to mind in the sense that he's come out against D.C. statehood. Very strongly. He's talked about how he talked with President Trump over the past 4 years or so. And so that's one good example of something like that. And then, yes, I think there is a lot of pushback. People don't want what the Democrats are selling. That's why they can't really sell it to you. They do have to foist it upon you.
Uh-huh.
And in terms of the Caitlyn Jenner comment, well, you know, this is quite interesting because all of a sudden Caitlyn Jenner has gone from the frying pan into the fire, by making the comment about trans boys competing in girls' sports, basically.
Right.
So of course, yeah, it's not monolithic. But yet, in today's politics, everything is supposed to be monolithic. So, yes, that's actually a nice breath of fresh air on that. How far Caitlyn Jenner's candidacy would go still remains to be seen, but coming out the gate, what Caitlyn Jenner has defined here is that there is no definite thing about Caitlyn Jenner that you can pin down per se.
Now, here's something else that Joe Biden did yesterday, which has actually caused the ire of many in the Democratic Party again, which he's going to have some trouble trying to keep this one going, and I understand there's a lawsuit coming. Joe Biden quadrupled the limit on the refugee admissions after the Democrats' big-time outcry, despite the crisis on the border, because the people that are along the border in the border states get it, understand it, know that we can't keep just letting all these people in. And by the way, Joe Biden yesterday tried to blame it all on Donald Trump again yesterday by saying, well, they didn't have enough beds for these people. They didn't have this. Hey, we weren't letting them in.
Well, exactly. That's
we weren't letting them in. Who the hell cares how many beds we have? We weren't letting them in.
Right. Well, again, that's just another deflection onto Donald Trump and the stenographers and the media just say, okay, great, yeah, we'll write that. That's no problem. But, you know, earlier, Captain, we were talking about the leadership of Governor DeSantis. Well, President Biden already had a finding, basically, that the levels of that we're talking about here were exactly right, where the Trump administration had set them, and they would stay that way for the foreseeable future, because it was in the best interest of the United States. Then this far-left outcry happens, and he caved in. And that's not leadership. That's just, again, being a ping pong ball.
All right, let's go to the phone real quick here. I'm going to try to get this call in before we go to break. Okay, is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Yes, good morning, Kyle. Oh, Captain, I have a question. XY chromosome, those are given, well, actually, to the male species. Double X chromosomes are to the female species. So Caitlyn Jenner, as the other caller had called in and referred to as she, you know, I don't see how you can take that XY chromosome, even though you may change your plumbing, you are still born with that XY chromosome being referred to as a male, as he.
We can answer that. Okay, Kyle, it's very simple, because the law allows it.
The law allows it, and you know, in the sense that if somebody wants to be called a certain thing or whatever, it's America.
Yeah.
I mean, people can say this is what I want to be called. But it's really, again, we're talking about ideas in terms of because the trans a person exists. Well, now there has to be some kind of a interaction, in the sense, do you compete in biological girl sports, or going the other way, do you compete in biological boy sports?
Yeah.
We have to figure that out, because this situation actually exists. And to do so in politics is a different story than simply being absolute like that. Yeah.
Right. And if you don't like the way things are going, then you need to change the law.
Well, exactly right. But again,
although, correct me if I'm wrong, did this not make it all the way to the Supreme Court at least once?
I'm not sure. I have to check on that for sure.
Yes. We'll check on that during the break, but I think it did.
Well, but you know, the idea is that you could have a conversation with Caitlyn Jenner or with anybody who has a different idea of just about anything. We can have that conversation. That's politics. And and again, good ideas are good ideas. Mm-hmm. She had a good idea.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, we're coming right back with the story about Rudy Giuliani. What the hell's going on there? Are they actually going after Rudy, or are they going after somebody else? In the investigation, is this our friend the secret investigator, for lack of better words? All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. Be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Florida's governor has signed an executive order lifting all local COVID restrictions. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the order Monday that allows the state to cancel remaining restrictions like mask mandates, social distancing guidelines, and capacity limits on businesses that communities had in place. The governor's order does not apply to private businesses. DeSantis also signed legislation that banned vaccine passports in the state. The governors of New York and New Jersey also announced Monday that major steps towards reopening in both of their states were coming in the next few weeks. And investigators announced Monday that they've shut down a website that allegedly stole personal information from those seeking a COVID vaccination. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Maryland says they've seized freevaccinecovax.org, as it was purported to be the site of a biotech company developing a COVID vaccine, but was really used to collect personal information from visitors to be used for phishing and malware attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Yeah, you betcha. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico is part of a tradition, you see, because Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio show host, and I've been with them for about 17 and a half years and counting. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can type in your zip code, and they will either give you the name of the agent nearest you that you can get a hold of, or they will give you a quote right then and there on the website for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle. Maybe you have an RV, a boat, or an ATV. They'll do all of that for you. And then the smart thing to do is they will help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, because they have that coverage. If you bundle all of this together, all right? If you bundle all of this together, then you will be able to save even more money. And that's a tremendous thing. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. All you got to do is save money, right? Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, there was a case. I couldn't find it because I just found the beginnings of it. I'm going to try to find it here so the next hour we can mention a little something there and clear that up a little bit. By the way, LeBron James was playing basketball, and I heard a guy talking about, the king took a flop to get a foul, to get to the foul line or something like that. And he did. He actually, nobody hit him, nobody touched him. He took a flop, and they called a foul on the guy.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, it was a game that was played Sunday, and I was watching sports, and I just happened to see that as one of the highlights, but I don't watch the NBA games because I quit doing that because of LeBron James.
Yeah, the injection of politics into mainstream, into these big sports sporting events has done nothing but create havoc. Yep.
Now, the other thing is, I don't know if you heard this or not, but some of these blue cities and these blue states are just going very ballistic right now. The mayor of Washington, D.C., Mayor Bowser, has banned dancing at indoor and outdoor weddings.
Oh, man. So now it used to be, well, you couldn't get even get married, really. And then now suddenly, and then for a while you could go to church, but you couldn't sing. Now you can go to a wedding, but you can't dance. And that's a Genesis song in there somewhere. I can't dance. So, well, that's for real, it sounds like now.
Yeah. And it's because you're closer than the 6 feet.
Well, but what happens if you're fully vaccinated?
I know.
Dancing
I know.
With someone else,
this,
you know.
See, this is the thing. Okay, this mayor would be in violation of the CDC orders because if you're with a group of people and they're vaccinated and you want to dance, brother, have at it.
Right. It's this kind of micromanaging, especially because and everywhere I turn, Captain, we've got commercials on, at least here in California.
Yeah.
Go get vaccinated. It's time to get vaccinated. Well, people are getting vaccinated.
Yeah, and it's official now. Joe Biden has taken 94 executive actions on immigration in the first 100 days, dismantling all of the Trump immigration policies. That's why we have the problem.
And that's why we had, for example, those people that died off Point Loma in San Diego yesterday. These people are coming. The little kid who was dropped 14 feet or something over the fence. These things are happening. And, of course, those are things that have been captured on video. But, Captain, what about those who are being brought over for human trafficking to be put into indentured servitude? This is all because Biden's undoing what Trump did.
Now, I want everybody to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. Facebook and their new Supreme Court, you know they have that, right, Kyle?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Is going to make the final decision on the Donald Trump ban this week.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, As far as I know, I think Facebook took some hits, you know, because they kicked Trump off. Some hits?
You mean like 20 million people going what was that, the thing that Mike Lindell started, but he hasn't got the social part of it up yet?
Right. And a lot of people also, they also went to Parler.
Oh, it's Frank's speech and Parler. Frank's 22 speech, million people are over on Parler. I'm over there having a ball. I've got more people following me on Parler than I do on Facebook.
Yes, exactly right. Uh-huh. Yeah, and so,
Oh, and by the way, all the Trumps are following me on Parler.
That's right. I remember you saying that.
That's
exactly.
True. That's absolutely true.
Well, but maybe some of this is going to add into the calculus, as President Obama might say, the calculus as to whether or not they're going to let Trump back onto Facebook. But to some degree, let's say that they do. Is it going to make that big a difference? Are people going to suddenly start coming back? Or is President Trump going to, again, find different ways to get his message out? We'll see.
Now, Florida is cleaning up some little problems that they had with the voting. Absentee ballot seems to be a problem with a lot of things. Tennessee joined the club yesterday. Their legislature passed a bill requiring absentee ballot watermarks, and the governor says they're going to sign it.
Well, again, you know, the voting is so important, and your vote and my vote and every listener that's listening, their votes, they all count. But when we have the ability to have such rampant fraud, and even just the possibility of it, really, in the sense that it's all sort of laid out and you can just go and avail yourself of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good. And so by tightening the security, that can only be good.
And Kyle, do you own a gun?
Yes.
You may need to keep it close by. California is about to make 63,000 violent convicts eligible for early prison release. They'll be out on the street by Labor Day.
I know. It's this kind of stuff that is, again, it just goes against the idea of common
sense.
Who
does that?
Well, it's almost as if, you know, you're looking at trying to create chaos, you know, real chaos. as opposed to...
Well, Solomonsky's rules for radicals, that's part of it.
Exactly, yeah. See, it's not like some kind of intellectual exercise or position that's being taken. This is these kinds of positions actually have consequences.
And see, I hate to keep repeating something because it's like beating a dead horse, but if you haven't read Solomonsky's Rules for Radicals, you need to go and get a hold of that book and read it cover to cover, and you'll see what they're doing, and you'll be able to identify what's happening right in front of you, and you'll be able to educate some people around you and say, listen, I know what they're doing, and here's what they're doing, and explain it to the people and show them the book. Say, look, it's right here. Look, this is what they're doing. And get that out there, because the people still don't get it.
Well, precisely. When you create a crisis and then provide the solution, that's one of the oldest tricks in the book, basically. And so when you see these kinds of things happening and you realize that none of this makes any sense.
All right, let me try to wrap this up with Rudy Giuliani. What the hell is going on with Rudy Giuliani? He's blasted the feds for the out-of-control FBI raid in his home. And then, of all things, the New York Times, the Washington Post, NBC News all had to retract stories reporting that Giuliani got an FBI Russia warning.
Yes, exactly. It's a lot of egg on the face of these news outlets, to say the least.
It's fake news.
That's right. That's right. But again, it all goes into the development of a narrative, and that narrative was that somehow Rudy Giuliani was involved in this or that, and that he's really not good, that he's really bad, and so it's very simple messaging ultimately, but it's all wrong, and it's for some other nefarious purpose. But we don't know, Captain. Part of this, what's happening with Rudy Giuliani, may be connected in some way to other investigations, perhaps.
Well, yeah, that's what we're hearing, that this has something to do with some other part of the investigation going on with, of all things, the woman that's sitting in prison right now with what's-his-face, the pervert.
Yeah, Epstein.
Yeah, it has something to do with that, and because this lawyer that was charged... I don't remember his name, but anyway, there's a whole bunch of names that are involved in this. Was one of the people that apparently was making trips to this island.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. But Rudy Giuliani has been talking about, for example, what happened to him in terms of this warrant. He said, "Look, usually they get a warrant if there's some reasonable belief that evidence will be destroyed or someone will abscond with the evidence." He says, "I've had this stuff for 2 years." And offered to give it to him. So suddenly you need a warrant to come in at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be coming right back here, and we're going to give you a little nostalgia for some of you folks. For some of you folks that will remember this, we're going to play a song that's 58 years old from the heyday of the 60s, and it's going to make a lot of people go, man, I used to dance to that. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's our friend Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. She and her husband Don run the Double D Ranch up there. Just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, the big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, many, many, many years ago, when you folks hear this song I'm about to play, you're going to say, oh, yeah, man, I danced it. We danced that in a high school, and we danced that and whatever, and you did. This is a very popular song and during the day, and it probably went on for a good 10 years after that. All the different bands, the traveling bands went around. This was one of the songs that they played. I haven't heard it in a long time, and I stumbled on it yesterday. So get ready, because here we go. We're going back in time. I'm telling you what, Kyle. That record label was Wand Records, and I remember that from years and years ago. The Kingsmen was the name of the group. I don't even know what happened to them, but that song, I'm telling you, they played that, the dances you go to and whatnot, that went on for 10 years after that.
Oh, sure, yeah, and it's absolutely just an iconic song. And, you know, Captain, in this digital world today of all digital recordings and everything so perfect, the recording equipment and the energy that they captured in songs like that back then, you just can't duplicate the energy that's there. And that's a great, great throwback. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we got to get to the weather because we got some important weather going on out there tonight. And by the way, if you're traveling along I-40 or I-30 or I-20, you could have some storms to contend with. There could be some tornadoes in with them, especially if you're in Arkansas, in Texas, in Louisiana. Now, showers and scattered strong to severe thunderstorms will impact parts of the plains, southeast, and Ohio Valley into Tuesday. Locally heavy rainfall and flooding are possible in those areas. Meanwhile, dry and gusty conditions will result in fire weather conditions across parts of California. Snow will gradually come to an end across the northern and central Rockies. And we did yesterday, late on, have some a deadly tornado in Georgia that killed one person and tore up quite a bit of property. It is currently raining across much of northern Georgia. But Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We have a pretty quiet map out west tonight. We do have that fire weather conditions that you were talking about. This in northern California, stretching from Redding down through Yuba City, Sacramento, down towards Modesto. So that's what we have tonight in California. We also do have a lake wind advisory. This is near Pocatello, Idaho, up on near Interstate 15, of course. Yesterday, we were tracking some storms in for our listeners in Denver, Colorado. Earlier, it was raining. It's now reporting now that it's cloudy, so that may have let up for a little while.
Snow and east.
Yes, exactly. It looks like it's let up for now, but rain perhaps returning again tomorrow for Denver. But we'll keep an eye on it for everybody. But other than that, thankfully, if you're out there trucking across the highways and byways, you've got some smooth sailing tonight out west.
Now, the snow has moved over to the east, for example, in South Dakota right now along I-90, about 100 miles in along I-90, and then right over to just inside the Minnesota line tonight. You've got snow. You've got some flurries on down to the corner of Iowa and the northwestern corner of Iowa around Sioux City. And then the northeastern corner of Nebraska with a little bit of snow flurries tonight in the middle of Nebraska. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road, okay? We do have some severe weather tonight. If you're coming out of Dallas and you're going up I-30 all the way to Little Rock, you're going to be in and out of heavy rain, severe thunderstorms, possible tornadoes. There's all, you name it, it's going on. All the warnings are up through there, I-30 up to I-40. Now, east of Oklahoma on I-40, all the way to Little Rock, Arkansas, and then beyond, just a little ways beyond, maybe 20 miles or so, you're going to be in bad weather, too. Also coming across I-20 from the Metroplex of Dallas and running over into Louisiana, just inside Louisiana, you're going to have some bad weather there. Shreveport, you're going to be looking at some storms and flooding and whatnot. All of that's all part of the scenario tonight. And then in the southern part of Missouri, it's going to be a little bit south of I-44. That may change during the course of the evening. But east of Springfield, Missouri, over towards Fort Leonard Wood, and down towards the Arkansas line, there is a line of thunderstorms, severe flooding, heavy rain, all of the above going on down there right now, or going on across there right now. So be careful. You'll definitely see the sky being lit up when you go that way, but be advised you could be driving into some really rough weather. Now, right now in North Georgia, from Atlanta north, and actually from down around, not very far south of Atlanta. I was going to give a town, but it's not down that far. Just south of Atlanta, all the way to the Tennessee line,
South Carolina line. You've got rain tonight. That's a continuation of what was going on today there when they had the tornado that killed the one individual. And then we do have a little bit of mixed precipitation scattered in along the way. And it's really warm tonight, Kyle. It's really warm in some of these areas. So temperatures are going down into the middle to upper 70s in a lot of the south tonight, with highs going up into the 90s, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95 today all across parts of the south. So that's what the weather is looking like right now. Tell us, you got about 30 seconds. Tell us about the Flying J.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, if you're out going across the highways and byways, stop in for that free cup of coffee. Just tell them you're listening to the Captain's program. They'll be happy to give you that free cup of coffee. Also, don't forget, you can join the rewards program. That's the My Rewards Plus app. You can download that for either Apple or for Android devices. You'll be able to save on the purchases that you make. You'll get other rewards as well over time. And so the Pilot and Flying J folks, you know, they know exactly what you need for a hard day out or a long day out there on the road, but they also know what you need after a long day on the road as well. Check out the great food that they have for you as well.
By the way, there's a weird story that just came out of China. A massive Chinese rocket is heading for an uncontrolled reentry. We don't know exactly what that means, but we're going to look it up, and it's potentially not a good scenario. A massive Chinese rocket is headed for an uncontrolled reentry. It means it's coming back somewhere, not where we're supposed to come back to. And we'll get into all that and tell you, boy, oh boy, that'd be one hell of a way to start a war, wouldn't it, Kyle?
No kidding.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.